Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Karina Black joins us. She's Executive Director of the Northern Nevada International Center. She's here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
You've worked hard all your life paying into Social Security. Now that's something to admire. But Sam Brown disagrees. In fact, Sam Brown was caught on tape calling a plan that could phase out Social Security and Medicare something to admire. That's what Brown said about eliminating the Social Security and Medicare hundreds of thousands of Nevadans rely on. There's nothing to admire about that. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Karina Black. She is the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. Let's start out, for those that may not know, what is the International Center?
It's good to be here again, Sam. The International Center is kind of a one-stop shop for all things international in Reno. We host international visitors through the U.S. Department of State, and that could be high school students coming for leadership programming, or entrepreneurs for business training, or Supreme Court judges for making connections with local judges here. We resettle refugees. And we also provide language access. So we provide interpretation and translation in about 200 languages.
200 languages.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You've had, you know, over the years, obviously, lots of refugees coming to the area. But it seems like there's a large increase these days. Who's coming?
Yeah, it's been significant. In addition to the Afghans that continue to come, Ukrainians. We now have other populations that we hadn't seen before. One is Cubans and Haitians that are coming across the border seeking asylum. And the others are Central Americans, a lot of Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Salvadorians, and Hondurans who are coming as refugees. So the Biden administration made a switch in kind of shifting to very needy people in Latin America who are fleeing violence and war.
Explain, if you can, the difference between what you see and hear in the media and on social media about what's going on at the southern border and what your reality is by comparison.
Right. I think there's a lot of mis and disinformation about what's happening on the southern border. What we are seeing is Central Americans who, and not just Central Americans, but I just recently saw that the number of Chinese and Indians who are also coming across the southern border as asylum seekers is becoming quite significant. I think there's 20,000 folks from China seeking asylum at the southern border. So it's no longer your traditional Mexicans and Central Americans. What it looks like for us is that there's a legal pathway for people to be on the border, and either they are applying for asylum in Mexico and then are adjudicated to the United States, or they're coming to the border to seek asylum, which, according to international human rights law, is everyone's right to do. What we're seeing with mostly the Haitians that are here is that they have a financial sponsor or a sponsor that is telling them Reno is a good place to live. There's lots of jobs here. So they come to our office just to get a little bit more support in terms of maybe if they have children, we can help them enroll their kids in school. If they need a little bit of English classes, we can help them with ESL, connect them to the right resources. But what we're seeing for most of them is that they already have jobs. For most Cubans and Haitians, it takes about 90 to 150 days from the time of seeking asylum to the time that they get an employment authorization card. And so most of them come here just to have a safer life and to contribute to our economy and to make a solid living.
The journey that these people take, and I try to have this conversation because people talk about, well, you know, it's nothing but criminals coming up across the border and terrorists and all this other stuff. And, you know, I just think of that journey that they have to undertake. Now you're talking about people coming from China.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of journey have they taken to be able to get to the southern border of the United States through Central America?
I have met Haitian clients who knew they couldn't walk through Central America into the border. We have one client in particular. She left her child when the child was about 10 and went to Chile and tried three times to fly from Chile to the United States and seek asylum. And she was turned away each time. And so she spent, I think, a total of 8 or 10 years in Chile. And then a year or so ago, she actually succeeded in getting in front of the line, which is a very long line, to apply for asylum. And now she's here. She's getting her English. She's working and hoping to eventually bring her daughter over.
Now, from the people that are coming to you, are some coming through where they're being brought by the coyotes with the cartels to get into the United States?
I haven't heard of those stories. So the process typically is that if you can present yourself at the border and then have a positive asylum case. The folks that are coming in through coyotes or other means, they wouldn't be presenting themselves to our agency, because our agency in part is funded by the Department of Health and Human Services, Office for Refugee Resettlement. So ORR eligible populations include refugees, asylees, victims of trafficking, U visa, T visa, which are trafficking and domestic violence visas. So folks who have a legitimate claim to be in the United States and to then get a little bit of support in making their life happen here in the United States.
When you look at this situation, and I'm sure that you have many conversations about this, what is, you know, one of the answers, because there's many, many questions and many answers, but what is, you know, one of the answers to this vast population that wants to come to the United States, but we don't have the judges or the police or, you know, you name it, we don't have it, and it would cost billions, let alone perhaps even trillions,
right,
to be able to fund all this, and do we even have all the people,
right,
to take those jobs? What is the answer? Is it funding Central American countries to provide services and jobs?
I believe we have neglected Latin America as our southern neighbor for decades. We did not have great policies when it came, especially during the Cold War, and this all really goes back that long.
Right.
We had our very narrow interests in mind when we pitted dictators against one another and were participated in the kind of the game that was the zero-sum game that was being played. And I think now we're carrying the burden of the chaos that still lingers in many of those countries. So yes, I think providing more support for democracy, for stabilization, for economic development, just like we're doing, or we have been doing in places like Afghanistan, and you know, we're looking at Africa now, Sudan, and all of the different crises. That is one solution, is to provide more integrated, positive support, whether that's, you know, there are amazing programs through the State Department that are training police officers to be good police officers, and there are stabilization programs all around the world. The United States does a really good job in providing development and democracy building around the world, but for some reason we've neglected our own backyard. So yes, I believe that would help to a great deal. I know a lot of people, for example, have said NAFTA was perhaps not the greatest thing, but if you look at how many Mexicans have been lifted out of poverty, in part because of NAFTA, free trade agreements actually, in my opinion, work very well. They provide long-term stability for countries, and Mexico is now in a much, much better situation than it was a long time ago. So I think that is part of the solution that's international. The domestic solution is really to kind of get rid of this stereotype or this bad information that immigrants are not needed in this country. Our economies are dependent on labor, and the labor that many Americans do not want to do is done by immigrants from Mexico, Central America. And we're finding jobs for everyone. So that just tells me that the solution is to create a society where there's jobs for everyone.
You know, it's funny. Back in the 2008 financial crisis, there were a lot of Americans who didn't want to take government help. And so they went out to ranches and farms to work there. They couldn't cut it. Mm-hmm. They did not have the physical ability. They had the desire and the will. They didn't want to take the government handout, but they just couldn't do the work.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you look at Nevada, for example, we have so many needs in construction, in service industry. We could use a lot more people, and yet those people are not available to us. The visas are not available to us.
Exactly. And those range from low education kinds of jobs, like you say, in construction, in our casino industry, in logistics, to now also high-level jobs. I saw a statistic that Reno is among the ninth highest educated city in the United
that
States.
That just came out.
How cool is that?
Yes.
I've always thought of Nevada as a state, and the data has supported it, is that we tend to be on the lower level of higher education, and now Reno is kind of being put on the map, which is cool.
Yes, well, thank you for mentioning that. That just came up in a conversation yesterday, that we need to promote that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's very exciting, and I'm sure former Governor Sandoval, now President Sandoval at UNR, is thrilled to be able to promote that. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back. There's much more to talk about this. It is such a huge issue. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley, or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash, and seven brand new Harleys, now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future, one that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karina Black. She's the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. One thing that it seems to me that a lot of Americans don't understand is why we give money to other countries. And, you know, when I look at what's happening with China and the Belt and Road Initiative and what's happening with Russia and their influence, you know, across Africa especially, explain, if you will, what they're doing and why we need to be doing it too.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite question.
Oh, really? Okay, well, boom.
When the United States provides leadership, such as from a historical perspective, we've provided support to Europe after World War II. We've provided support for Korea after the Korean War, Japan. All of those examples show that when we invest in post-trauma kind of support and ongoing support, then others will lead, and we are actually able to create strong economic relationship with those countries that are based on a relationship of trust. I'm glad you bring up China, because I was at a forum on the lithium loop last week, and a series of panelists were describing how we're going to be benefiting from being this center of the lithium loop in the United States. But they also said that we're actually 20 years behind China when it comes to producing the battery from the beginning of the actual extracting the lithium to making a battery. We're 20 years behind China when it comes to that. So we have lost a number of opportunities to forge relationships with Africa specifically. And we're going to lose economic opportunities because of those missed chances that we had when it comes to being a global leader. And I'll give you another example. When President Obama went to the United Nations in 2016 and said, we need everyone to step up and resettle more refugees to save more lives. And he said, we're going to take 125,000 refugees. Other countries stepped up as well. Canada took something like 40,000 Syrians within a very short period of time. When the next administration reduced that support for refugees, basically every single country that had been resettling refugees went down to zero, just like we did. So our leadership matters, because others are looking to us for being a positive force for good in the world. If you look at efforts in Africa, for example, PEPFAR, which is a lot of people know about it, but it's the President Bush, second Bush's program to reduce HIV/AIDS in Africa. That program has, with minimal investment, minimal, you know, couple billion dollars.
Right.
But with minimal investment has saved millions of lives in Africa. Now when you're looking at the crisis in Sudan, that crisis can spill over all over Africa, into Kenya, into Ethiopia, and it will create an even greater challenge for us as a global community and society. Those are all the kind of logistical and rational ways of why we should do it. But there's a humanistic way why we need to support the rest of the world. It's because we can. We spend less than 1% of the federal budget on diplomacy, development, on all of the efforts from PEPFAR to Power Africa to having our embassies safe, to doing the public diplomacy programs that my agency benefits from, for less than 1% of the budget. If you ask Americans, how much do you think we spend on foreign aid? Most Americans will say, oh, it's like 25%. And then we tell them, and it's less than 1%. And they say, oh, wow, I had no idea. So we spend a very minimal amount of money on forging relationships around the globe, and it's so important.
Well, one of the things that's also interesting is that, unlike China, when we build these relationships, we don't end up bankrupting the companies, countries that we're working with.
Right.
And, you know, China has been doing this with Belt and Road, where they go in and loan all this money, the countries can't pay back the money, and now they're indebted, and creates all kinds of issues.
And the Chinese are very smart. They can have a 20-year investment plan into that country, and they make tons of promises. Because we're a democratic country, we can't do that. We can't create policy more than 4 years long. So they're smart. I think the Africans that I meet on an ongoing basis, they see through what the Chinese vision is for Africa, which is basically making sure that they have access to minerals and resources, not just Africa, but Latin America. They've really invested in every single country around the globe that has resources of importance. But that is the struggle for the United States, to make sure that we have friends around the world that understand who we are, which is why public diplomacy programs like we run are so important.
All right, let's take another break. More with Karina Black when we come back.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karina Black. She's the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center. So you're dealing currently in Reno with Afghans, Ukrainians, Central Americans, Cubans, Haitians, plus walk-ins. We are seeing an incredible diaspora around the world because of war, because of famine, and other issues. Is there anything comparable to this?
Oh, wow. You mean in history?
Yeah. Because it seems like giant chunks of the planet are moving, and a lot of countries are not happy, including the United States in some ways.
And including Europe.
Right, of course.
So migration has always been a thing, right? People have migrated, whether forced or on their own. We had huge migrations from Latin America to North America. We had huge migrations after World War II to Latin America and to the United States. I think the amount of people that are displaced by conflict and war is unprecedented. And that's the other reason why we can't put our head in the sand, is as we're recognizing this phenomenon around the world, the United States has a role to play to that with that. And our leadership will need to really come to terms with what those huge migration patterns are going to mean. Some positive, some challenges, but we can't look at all of migration as a negative thing.
And it would be very nice if we could do something with immigration law that hasn't significantly changed since 1986.
Correct.
And it's the Congress's responsibility to do that and then send a bill to the president that they can sign.
That's right.
Whoever's in power. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Please come back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one.